What's good, y'all? It's your boy CMJ here, bringing y'all another episode of the Go Talk. My first intro in like the last four episodes, because we just be going in. And as much as some of to preview Golden State Warriors versus Boston Celtics 2022 NBA Finals, it just comes with the territory of covering the NBA. And now we're at this point where two teams that I really didn't want to see in the finals. Two teams Chuck didn't want to see in the finals. I mean, Makai, I don't think Makai and Ty care. But we've come to the point now where
I like Golden State.
Excuse me. But
8-5.
You hear it.
I'm not a Golden State fan. But
no, I'm saying I just like Golden State.
I just
got to be real right now. Just as far as.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Real quick, I just want to.
I'm just saying, you got to get it right. You can't just say, I don't like both of them. I don't like one of them.
Excuse me. Chuck don't like one of them teams.
Yeah, one of them.
But yeah, man, a lot of ups and downs in this postseason.
A lot of
wrong picks or a lot of wrong selections that were made and stuff like that, you know. And a lot of picks made based off faith. And now we're sitting here like, damn. Before I let you guys comment and ask you guys this question, you guys know this, I did not want to see this finals. These two teams appear in the finals. And I did not believe in Golden State at all to make it this far. Yeah, the road was a little, you know, smooth for them. I'll, you know, kind of show some respect and say it was smooth for them. They did what they had to do. But all in all, it kind of sucks for me to see Golden State back in the finals. I just didn't want to see it. Like, honestly, as a Lakers fan, I got Boston in the finals on the other side. So it's like, damn, bro. It's like, it's like a rock and a harp. It's like for me to watch the Patriots and the Rams in the finals. Like, I can't stand the Patriots, but gosh, the Rams, division rival, I don't want to see them win either. So, I'm just saying.
It's like you got to choose the lesser of two evils.
Man, you know, like, do I want to hear Michael's mouth? Do I want to hear JP's mouth whenever I see him? Like, it's crazy. But, that's just me. And let me go ahead and get ahead of this. I had the Grizzlies and going to the finals. I also had the Bucks going to the finals. Both those teams had key injuries in the second round that really hampered the team. Obviously, but that's no excuse. Injuries happen; they are part of the game.
Part of the game.
It's a part of the game. But yeah, it's an excuse, but it's a part of the game. Like, you know, but it's, you know, things happen. And you got to just play who you play. You got to play with the cards that you're dealt.
Exactly. So you have to be ready for that too. You know.
So what? At this point, what do you guys make of the finals? Who do you got? Like, has this postseason? Well, I'll get to that last question. But who do you got in these finals coming up?
Just how everything is shaped up to be right now for them to return. It's kind of like the inevitable. We got to go with championship DNA over.
My bad. Hold on, bro. I didn't even introduce the cast tonight. My bad. I got Makai back on from last night. I mean, the other night. I got Chuck and I got my boy Ty, Mr. Dallas Mavericks, to the finals. We'll get into that later. Man, and yeah, I ain't gonna lie, y'all might not even get the best out of Chuck tonight, man, because he wasn't even feeling it after the Heat lost game 7. But go ahead, Makai.
All I'm gonna say to that is it was a whole 16 seconds on the board. He didn't have to just pull that. I'm just gonna say that.
Yeah, we go. I mean,
there's more than one opportunity that they could have played with that. I get what they're trying to say. Oh, Jimmy, he's the best player on the team. He could take a shot like that.
All right, that'll be the next question.
But I got the Warriors. I got the Warriors in six.
Warriors in six.
Yeah.
What's up, bro? Talk to me. Why, bro? Why do you think the Warriors would beat the? Like, I don't really.
I feel like they're gonna. I mean, for sure. I get the matchup, but it's like now it's gonna start to be depth, and Golden State has more depth than Boston. Productive depth, I should say. Than Boston does. So just based on that, I mean, shit, you can eliminate Curry and Klay Thompson and still have 3-4 players that go off. You can't do that for Boston.
I don't believe that at all. Actually, I'm sorry. Can you name those 3 or 4 players for Golden State for me, please?
That is not Steph or Clay.
Yeah, or Steph or Clay. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Poole can go off. Kuminga okay. could go off. Wiggins and Porter can both go off in the playoffs.
I will give you Poole. I will give you Wiggins. I will give you Kuminga one surprise game because I don't believe like that. But I'll give you Kuminga one surprise. But
that one surprise game is a steal. No.
Six. But I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you. But not Porter. I don't believe in that. Okay. Ty,
you got me. Shoot, for me, man, I'm in a tough spot with this one because
I hate Steph too.
Quick recap: I'm a Bron fan, so I don't have no beef with nobody in the NBA but the Warriors. I'm pretty sure y'all can guess why. I wanna pick the Celtics. I really do because it's just something about that run they got going right now. Mm-hmm. That I feel like it's only right that they cap it off with a championship. And I know the Warriors are a good team, though, and that's why I'm stuck in a hard place because the Warriors are a good team. You know, like y'all said, they got depth. They do got it. You know, you got Klay and Curry that could go off. And when they go off, they go off. So, and then they got the role players. But I like Boston defense though. Like they have no weak. They might have some weak spots on offense, but on defense, it's no weak link. From 1 to 5, then you come in with Grant Williams and Derek White, solid defenders. I just feel like this Tatum time too, man. So I know I said a lot, but
so with that being said, because it's Tatum time, do you believe that everybody else is ready for that moment with Tatum?
Yeah, because even though this is their first time in the finals, I feel like they've been battle-tested. Tatum, even though this is his fourth or fifth year, they didn't bump with the top guys in the league.
This is like their third time. This has been their third year in the conference finals, bro.
Yep.
With LeBron when he was in Cleveland. He was going crazy. They bumped with KD. They bumped with Giannis year after year. So I feel like they are, you know, battle tested to a degree. And it's been the same group: Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Horford. He was gone for a year, but he came back.
You have to give or take Kemba Walker and your Kyrie Irving with that too, though.
But that was, I feel like that was their problems.
But that was with Tatum. I'm only speaking with the Tatum era.
Okay, and yeah, they had that, but Tatum wasn't what he is today. Jaylen Brown wasn't what he is today.
I mean, I'll give you that because I'm going to say this too. I don't think that they allowed it because they felt that he probably needed that type of leadership. And I can say this. He's a Kobe camp player. I believe in all Kobe camp players.
I agree.
You feel me? Every player that went to the Kobe camp, bro, is now what Charles is going to argue me down as a solidified superstar or already in the mixture of being a superstar. Every player that went to Kobe camp.
I have three things to say, but go ahead. I'm waiting on y'all to finish, bro.
Coming from your Devin Bookers, your Jason Tatums, your D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, my God. I have three things to say. Oh, my God, bro.
I'm just saying, like, they're still in that upper echelon of that DNA of getting there. Most of the players that I already kind of named, even Donovan Mitchell, went to a Kobe camp.
I hear you. No. I'm going to just make my pick real quick, though. You know, I'm going to be honest. I'm picking a little bit with my heart over my head because my head is telling me the Warriors, like you said, DNA championship. It also feels right for them to win it, too. You know, they go miss the playoffs a couple years. Klay go through a two-year injury. And then they right back where they finished that. So that's a nice story, too. But I'm going to pick with my heart a little bit. You know, I won't be surprised if the Warriors win, but I'm going to take the Celtics in six. I feel like that defense is
I like that.
The playoffs is kind of about, you know, who find their groove at the right time, and I just feel like the Celtics been in a little bit better groove than the Warriors. And like CMJ said, I'm not all the way going to say their path was easy, but I would take the Celtics road that they had to get through to get here over the Warriors. But yeah, Celtics in six, man. I'm taking the defense win chance.
I like that.
Chuck, I know you don't have much to say, but I'm going to let you chime in before I sound off.
I feel like you should say. Yeah, I feel like you should talk first.
Well, what do I want to start? Let me start with the first thing the first thing Ty said about the Celtics. I feel like the only thing the Celtics lack right now offensively, okay, the only two, I can't even say it's consistent shooting because they pull it and they hit it. But I think the only thing that they truly lack offensively right now is playmaking. That is it, bro. And like outside of that, they have everything else you need: shooting, athleticism. Yeah. They can get to the bucket. They can defend. Offensively, my bad. They got good ball movement.
Marcus Smart is a good point guard, but he's not a playmaking point guard.
We had a
conversation on that the last episode about Marcus Smart and his position on the team of how they position. He's not a one. He is a two.
That's right.
He's an off-ball guard. He's not.
But he's the type of one they need, though. You know, you spoke on Kyrie Irving and Kemba Walker before. They don't need no scoring guard that want to get theirs. They need a ball mover, which Marcus Smart is. He's not the best playmaker, but he'll make the right pass, you know, or the right play.
I'll give you that. And Marcus Smart is not so ball dominant. That's also
exactly.
True.
He gets his in the flow of the offense.
So much. That's why. He doesn't require the ball in his hands as much as a Kyrie or a Kemba. For sure. He's not that selfish.
Even though he do take bad shots, though, he
be feeling himself. But that's not selfishness. I don't look at that as being selfishness, you know?
Yeah.
The second thing I wanted to say about the Kobe camp comment, Devin Booker is losing me. Like, I'm like, how... like Jason Tatum, he ascended to super. Like, to me, I'm claiming he's a superstar right now. Like, he's ascended to superstar, but like Devin Booker has lost me over these last two seasons. I don't see it, bro. Like, he got to show me something next year because
okay, but I'm, even but, uh-huh. even though he might have been dropped down over this season or two, I don't think like his play style and how he played changed. I think he's still in the upper echelons. I do.
Of what? Of talent,
for sure.
Okay, well,
he just made the finals last year, didn't he?
They did.
And what he like? I mean, I don't want to do Devin Booker like this, but
Chris Paul, go ahead.
I'm not gonna say Chris Paul. I'm just saying, like, honestly, like that closeout game. I know I'm just pointing out one game here, but that wasn't a good look for him, bro. And in the closeout game this year against Dallas. That wasn't a good look for him either. That was actually terrible. That was worse. I'm saying, like, you got to step it up, bro. Like, you supposed to be coming from
the last two games was bad.
Yeah, like, you coming from the Kobe camp. Like, what's up, bro? Like, you see what Tatum doing.
Yeah, but let's get back on track, though, man.
No, that is, like, that was my second comment. My third one is, and I was telling Chuck this on the phone earlier. I'm going to say it right now. Like, Jaylen Brown, a superstar in the making. Y'all don't, like, bro, I've said this since he has been drafted to the Celtics. He is the type of player that is supposed to have his own team. Like, he is that talented. I saw it when he was only playing defense that first year. Like, all he needed was a decent jumper and a bag. A handle and a decent jumper.
Yeah, he got to work on his handle.
You feel me?
He had a jumper.
It just wasn't consistent, but it's been great over these last two seasons as far as
– Jaylen Brown was good, man.
I'm going to give you this. Jason Tatum has, though.
No, well, yeah. I'm saying right now, though. Like, he's, like, right now, superstar in the making.
Green light. Well, no, what I'm saying –
That's what I was saying.
I feel like he had that in the beginning, honestly, 2017. But they was just utilizing him as a defensive star. You get what I'm saying? Then it was the two twos, and then it was Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Like, but Jaylen Brown ain't never really changed his game. He's always been the same. It's also, too, the difference in when they give you that green light. When they give you that John Legend, Andre 3-stack green light, you could do what you want to do.
Hey, so
– Because think about this. It took you 3 to 4 years to say that he needs a handle. Why would you know that now if he's just now getting the green light?
Am I wrong for saying he better than Jimmy Butler?
Yeah.
Okay, what context are you going to use? I want to hear this. I need to hear under what context.
A better player right now.
Right now?
Yes.
Nah, he's not better than Jimmy Butler right now. I know Jimmy just lost, but if we just talking individual player right now,
one on one. Oh, no, that's a tough one, honestly. That's a tough one. I can't say that either, but Jimmy is proven, just like kind of like Jalen Brown, maybe a little bit longer.
Definitely
a little bit longer. For sure, longer.
Jimmy has started, but I'm saying that Jimmy has started later in his career than Jalen Brown did. So that's what I'm talking about when I mean my longer.
Whew. Well, I just posed that question real quick. Honestly, I just wanted to see where y'all heads was at with that one. For me, I am taking the Boston Celtics to win this series, also in six games. I said this as soon as the game was over in Miami. The Celtics would beat the Golden State Warriors in six games. And here is why I believe this is the case. First things first, the depth thing, too. Another thing I want to touch on, the depth. I think Boston has the talent to overcome the Golden State Warriors depth, because honestly, the depth on this Warriors team, they don't have a lot of playoff experience. Yeah, the starting core of Klay and Curry and Draymond, they have all the experience in the world. But those guys, Looney and Poole, and yeah, they've been doing good.
Looney, but now you're playing championship teams too, though.
Oh, was he? Yeah, he didn't play.
He didn't play too much.
He didn't put too much views on it, though.
Oh, my bad.
He
was drafted for the Warriors.
He was behind McGee, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Okay, he just wasn't getting playing time.
He was a wise man. He was supposed to be the next wise.
He just wasn't getting playing time. Okay, well, when it comes down to, like, I think when it comes down to the nitty-gritty of this series and the – and when I start to nitpick, I start to look at who's guarding who, who's going to be on who. First things first, the Celtics have the size advantage. Up and down the roster, it's not even close. They have the length, the size, and the athleticism advantage over the Warriors. And even though the Warriors have been one of the top defensive teams in this postseason, no offense to the Dallas Mavericks, but like outside of Luka, who and Jalen Brunson to a lesser degree, who is really threatening you guys? Like, and then the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies had a bunch of scorers. Actually, the Grizzlies were giving the Warriors problems.
If Ja did not get hurt, yes, Ja getting hurt.
Well, listen. All I'm saying,
the point of them winning.
But all I'm saying is that the Grizzlies were giving the Warriors problems, and because of the depth of the team. You get what I'm saying? Like, when Ja went out and Dylan didn't play, like they were still like giving the Warriors a run for their money. And in the first series against Jokic, basically that's all they were playing against. Jokic, Aaron Gordon showed up for one game. So now they're playing against probably the most complete team in the playoffs this year. Probably the best team in the playoffs this year. I don't like, and that team has played against Kevin Durant and Kyrie. They played against Giannis. They played against Jimmy Butler. Both teams are battle tested. Don't get me wrong, but I just think that the Celtics' road has been tougher. They've seen enough this postseason to handle Curry and Klay. Like, yeah, those are snipers, but you think that Celtics defense isn't going to be glued to those snipers? I think Marcus Smart is going to be chasing Curry around the court. You know, and I don't think the Warriors are going to be able to keep up with the Celtics in transition. I think the Celtics are going to win the transition battle. Now, the X factor to me in this series, and I did hear someone say this earlier, and that's why I'm saying it now, because it makes sense. The X factor in the series is Andrew Wiggins. If he can become a consistent 15 to 20 point scorer in this,
I said I was going to say that, and I don't even know who said it before.
I think it was I believe it was Nick Wright. I don't really remember like that. But that's a great point because Andrew Wiggins, he could explode for 30. I respect what he can do, but he could also like go cold for like 7 points. You know,
I don't think he went for 30 one time this playoff.
But I'm saying he could though if Curry and Klay.
That's all they need. One time.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, yeah,
so one time.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying, bro.
The Celtics defense is not letting Andrew Wiggins go for 30.
I think if you're so keyed in on Curry and Klay,
and you're letting Poole and Wiggins go off?
For Boston. I mean, not Boston. That's why I'm going for Golden State. Because they're going to let up that one game where Wiggins is probably going to go off. Or it might be Poole, or it might be Kuminga that go off. All they need is one of those two players. All they need is two of those players to go off in the game four or five when they don't really need Steph, when they, you know, when they didn't slow Steph and Clay down already.
But you know what though? Let me state these last few more facts into the reason why I'm picking Boston. A few more things. One, Al Horford and Grant Williams. Like, both these guys can play defense and shoot at the forward position. That's going to be a problem for Golden State. Like only Draymond is even when you pull Draymond out and there's Looney inside, I mean, you're going to be able to pull Looney out too. Honestly, there's not going to be any protection inside if they're going to be pulled out by the shooters on the Celtics. That's one. Two, I had a really good point here.
They lose the rebound battle then. That's what you're saying.
So who's going to – what happened?
Like, I feel like the point that you're making is a rebound battle point.
I mean, you could say – it's more of like a stretch the floor point because it's like – oh, it's not like – my bad. I stopped using it as a filler. It's more of – I think they're going to be able to stretch the Warriors thin, and I don't think the Warriors have enough – consistent scores outside of Curry and Clay. And on top of that, here's the stat I wanted to point out. In the Grizzly series, Clay was only averaging 16 points a game before he exploded in game six. And then in the Maverick series, he was only averaging 15 points a game before he exploded in game five for 30. That's the thing. Like, Clay hasn't looked all that great. And Golden State, even though they haven't, I don't think they've lost a home game this postseason. The Celtics are actually the best team in the postseason on the road. They won. I think they won in Miami three times.
Yeah, they won in Miami three times.
And they beat Giannis in Milwaukee before beating them in Boston, if I'm correct. So, and they beat Kevin Durant in Brooklyn twice. I'm just saying, on the road, the Celtics aren't afraid. I don't think they're afraid of anything. I don't even think they're worried about in Oracle. And it's not Oracle. This is in San Francisco. This is the Chase Center, I think. So I think Boston wins game one. I think they go in there and take game one. Like 118 to 110. Real talk, bro. I don't see anybody on that team that's gonna be able to stop Tatum.
You said write that down right there. You said 118 to 110. I ain't never heard you be that sure. Like that? No. Write that down.
Yeah, he came with that right after. He came with that right after time too.
He did. Yeah. I felt fire on my neck just
now. I'm adamant about it. I don't see anybody on the team that's gonna be able to slow down Tatum. Maybe Draymond to a degree, maybe. But
didn't even put Draymond on Luka when they was playing Luka. And like you said, if Luka can get 40 and 30 on Andrew Wiggins, then Tatum can surely get 30 or 40 on Andrew Wiggins.
And on top of that, listen, like, I'm going to go with the young dogs. I am. Klay Thompson, older, coming off a couple of injuries, have not really looked that great on the defensive side of the ball. And you're not going to be able to stay in front of Jaylen Brown, and Jaylen Brown is going to go after him. So I just think there's a few things that working against the Warriors here. Size, age, athleticism. Consistency, because as much as we talk about the depth on the Warriors, the depth that the Celtics have been consistent, especially from long range. So I'm gonna rock with the Celtics in six. I think they win this series in six. If it goes seven games, I still got the Celtics. I don't think Golden State wins another title this year. I think I made some good points too.
So much of a Boston hater, though, I can't just go for them.
I can't believe I'm saying
this. You guys actually made valid, very valid points. It's my heart. It won't let me do it. It just won't let me do it.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I can't believe it. That's how I'm feeling about Golden State. I can't do it, bro. I can't. I gotta say it. I hate Golden State more than I hate Boston. And it's only because I like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. So it's like, it's hard for me to hate on the Celtics when I like those two guys. But I don't want to see the Celtics win because, of course, I mean, I'm Lakers, bro. I need us to be. So now we got to catch up. If the Celtics win, we got to catch up again. Like, we just tied.
That's exactly why I said Golden State.
And if Golden State wins, dude, if Golden State wins, this will not only validate everything that they've done over in their legacy, but this will also just water down everything I've been saying about them as far as they've been getting lucky and they've been getting bailed out. It's because if you go in there and beat a fully stacked, healthy Boston Celtics team that's looked this great, I can't say anything, dude. And I'll have to hear Michael's mouth, bro. And I really don't want to hear that. I really don't, bro. I want to be proven right. All right. I said the Warriors are soft. This is the best defensive team in the league. They get after you. They are physical. We saw what Marcus Smart did to Curry on accident that one year. I'm just saying. I don't think the Warriors get out of this one, bro. With no chip, bro. I don't. Word to my mother.
That's another thing, like you said. I think the Celtics is a little too physical for the Warriors. Because besides Draymond, everybody else trying to shoot threes and be pretty, Celtics is in your grill, mucking it up, getting nasty and dirty with you.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I believe. Man, you got something to say, Chuck, man. You know what I'm saying?
Of course I'm not going to Boston.
Love Jason.
But I'm gonna go Warrior 6. I think Steve Kerr figure it out.
Nobody got them going 7 games.
Crazy. I don't. Actually, you know what? I got it going 7 if Boston's still a game at Golden State. Golden State hasn't lost at home yet.
But they gonna steal one.
But if they steal one, I got it going 7. But besides that, I got it going.
Still going 6.
Nah. If they still win, it might get a little tricky. That's why I told CMJ I might go game at a time. But, yeah, you know, this series a little tricky, even though I don't like it. It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be some good games. People think it's gonna be blowout games. It's not. It's gonna be.
I don't want to see none of that, bro. I really don't.
Nah, these games, I feel like these games are going to be close.
Well, one more thing. Go ahead.
I got to go to State in 6.
All right, man. I'm going to ask y'all this one more question. I'm going to let y'all get up out of here. This nigga sound like he finna die. For real. Nah, for real though. Have you been, overall, even though I know like a lot of teams we didn't pick are in the finals, have you been, like, disappointed or satisfied? More disappointed or satisfied with how the postseason has gone this year? Let's start with Makai.
Honestly, it's been an up and down, like a love-hate type of playoffs this year, and I thought the bubble was bad.
I feel that, bro.
I thought the bubble was going to be, like, the end of it, but, I mean, as far as like gameplay one day and officiating the next, it's like it's hard. Like, it's really hard. Like, remember back in the days when you used to just know like these two teams was about to battle it out and you didn't have to worry about this one team getting 8 calls for 10 free throws and the other team is getting 40 free throws. Like, you know, like when those type of stats start to show.
Right.
In the game, in the competition of the game. Like, I don't like saying every year, like, damn, yeah, this shit seems like it's red.
Like, you just blow your nose in the mic. I'm fucking weak. All I thought about was the emoji just now. That shit was funny.
And this year, it's like, what the teams that made it wasn't expected and things like that, like, it still seemed like it was just something missing. Like, there's something missing within this series this year.
LeBron. There was no LeBron. That was missing from the postseason, man. But anyway.
Yeah. I feel like Even though Giannis made it to the second round, I feel like all the big name dudes either didn't make it or like either got bounced early. But like you said, though, it's kind of been up and down. Like, you know, we've had – I feel like the first round was the best – first round. I mean, was the best round.
And, like, damn near the play-in.
I think the second round was the best round.
Because, what, Phoenix and the Pelicans, that was good. The Grizzlies and the Timberwolves was good. Only one that was weak was – the Bulls.
The Miami for sure was weak.
Yeah, Miami was weak too against the Hawks. And the Bulls and the Bucks was a little weak too.
It was nice watching the Celtics sweep the Nets.
It's been pretty up and down. I feel like a little due to the big name players not really being in the later parts of it. And then a lot of like you said, the blowouts, the calls, the refs. I don't want to get too on the refs, but some games it has been bad, been pretty bad.
Man, that Max Strus, three that they took off the board, that was crazy, bro. I mean, y'all have cameras.
It's not even the fact that they took it off the board. It's the time that they took it off the board.
Right.
Like, it's so much time that went by.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, could you imagine, like, that being like that in the NFL? Like, oh, no, we're going to take back that Tom Brady touchdown, that touchdown pass from three possessions ago. Like, what?
What the fuck?
mentality, and then you just stop the game to do that. Like they put like four fucking timeouts. It was like four timeouts back to back. Like, bro, what the?
Yeah, that was odd, bro. So, boy, do you think that Jimmy Butler transition three? You think that was the shot? You think that was the shot? Like, was that the right call? Talk to me. Y'all talk to me. That's gonna be the last one before we get out of here.
I said it earlier in the podcast. This is the part that I have to – with 16 seconds, I'm not coming up and pulling a three, especially with a backtracking Al Horford. He had a one-on-one. He had plenty of enough time to formulate a play. I don't know if maybe he was trying to hit a three and get a stop on defense and call a timeout for free throws or something like that, because that was only the next logical position that the team was going to be in. So you – you got 15 seconds. How I seen that last play, I'm driving a basket and trying to get the foul. It makes more sense. One, I'm going to beat Al Horford backtracking, 40 years old, backtracking to the basket for sure.
I think he had good position on Jimmy as far as inside. I think Jimmy would have had to have put a move on Al if he was going to get to the basket, like a cross or a hezzy or something. I don't think it would have been.
It's a one-on-one, Jimmy Butler versus Al Horford.
Okay, but
downhill Jimmy Butler at that. He was downhill. He just stopped and popped.
I'm not going to disrespect Al Horford like that, bro. I'm just not going to do it. Sorry. I'm just not. I got faith in that dude. But I hear where you're coming from.
Like, whether he makes it or misses it, I'm just saying, as far as the positioning of what you have to do right there, I wouldn't have did no pull-up threes.
Man, always clapping at me, man. What's up, bro?
Only, you know, maybe one or two people can really do something like that, and they go in.
Man, Jimmy Butler, dude.
Yeah, I really do.
Talk to me, Ty.
I sat here and argued with you about how he's a superstar the last podcast, so of course I wanted him to make the fucking shot. But that's still not the shot that I wanted him to make. That's not the shot you're supposed to take.
Right.
Man, I'm split on this, dude, because on one end, I'm split on it because I feel Jimmy to a degree. You're the only real option, the only real offense that you got going right now. Even though they did come back without him really doing much. But at the end of the day, they're not at a game seven if they don't have Jimmy Butler doing what he's been doing. He had 40 the last game, and then he had like 37 game seven. So, to a degree, I mean, he's the guy. Who else you want shooting the ball? I'm not really too mad at it, but I also feel the real basketball logic to it. You're not a real good three-point shooter to start with. Your main part of your game is attacking a basket or either a mid-range.
Thank you.
And the only thing about that decision, though, I would say, Al Horford is a good defender, and mm-hmm. you know, who knows what would have happened. You know, you could easily say Jimmy could have went to the basket and finished over him, but that's at all the I was same time, you could also say Al Horford is a good enough defender to make a play on the ball or not foul and contest real good. So, you know,
I'm just simply saying I'd rather him stick to his guns.
Yeah, I feel that.
You know, you're not that successful of a 3-point shooter, let alone in a clutch moment like that. I'd rather you take it in and get blocked. If that's the case, I'd rather that.
You know, the crowd play a big part into it. They just fought all the way back. He having a good game. He played the whole game. You know, maybe just the adrenaline was rushing a little too much, and he was just trying to go for the kill. But I do feel you do what you better at. But you know, you never know what he was thinking in that moment or what the vibe was in that actual moment.
Can I be honest? Like, you feel me? Like, y'all have played basketball before. Y'all know how it is to be in a game and you feeling it, bro. Especially like you've been getting off. And Jimmy Butler had a really good game.
Now, hold on. To coincide what you about to say, if somebody shoot that, they getting benched.
But that's the thing, though. He's the best player, and you can do that.
Well, also, not just that, but he's not only – hold on. Not only – okay, I agree with what Ty just said, but also – it's not like he's also a player who has hit big shots before. I don't fault. Listen, let me throw in my take on this. This is hard, but you guys sound just like Chris Broussard on First Things First right after this happened. And he just made he also compounded the point when he said that if he would have driven the lane
one more step at least, man.
On out, and Jason Tatum would have helped on the side. Max Strus would have been open on the side for a three.
Well, Max Strus made that big shot, but he was bricking though.
But Max Strus just hit a shot like that shot right just before. So it's not like, I mean, at that point, you know, Jimmy, like you guys said, isn't known for his 3-point shooting. It's just really, honestly, it's just okay. I didn't say this, but this is what I'm going to say. It's hard for me to fault Jimmy. I'm not mad at the shot selection. In all honesty, as somebody who plays basketball too, I feel him. Like, bro, you in the rhythm, you in the flow, and not only he took that shot right at the 3-point line. It wasn't like a deep three. So that's a real comfortable shot, honestly. And he just hit that shot earlier in the game in transition, earlier in the first half. So, or I think earlier in that second half, something like that. So I'm not mad at the shot. I am a little, just a little disgruntled at the decision, because it's kind of all that time left on the clock, bro. You could have set the offense up for something, bro. A play. I mean, to me, this is what I would have done. This is what I would have done. I'm coming down here on Al Horford. I would have, if I'm not a good 3-point shooter, I know me, I'm not. So I'm going to put a move on him. But if he don't bite, I'm gonna bring it back out. I got at least 11 to 10 more seconds. I'm gonna bring it back out, put a move on somebody else, drive the lane, try to get some help, try to get a foul, or try to get some help so I can kick it out to a 3-point shooter. If I'm going for the win, especially if I get an and one, I mean, damn, you right. Damn.
Thank you.
Damn.
Thank you. Because I'm really being honest, bro. I've been in that situation. You know what I'm saying? But I get that. It's not the NBA. I understand that. But we're talking about 16 seconds, bro. Man. 16 seconds.
If I had to make a hard decision, I would say he should have took it to the basket.
Thank you. I'm going to make a choice. Because he even had, if I'm not mistaken, I think Oladipo was on the wing with him.
But okay, at the very least, I say pull up. I say at the very least, if you pull up from mid range and hit that shot, there's 14 seconds left. You can defend Boston for 14 seconds or force them into a tough shot. I don't know. Listen, I get it.
No, if you take a mid range shot, guess who does not get that rebound?
You think he might not get the rebound? Well, okay. If he defends it, you're right.
Nah, Al Horford gobbling that rebound.
But if he jumps to defend the shot, I don't think he's just gonna be right in position to grab that board. I think like Oladipo might have crashed the board, or you know, I mean, I don't know who. I don't. I'm not gonna say definitively who might have gotten that rebound, but I
think Oladipo was getting boxed up.
Without that short three at that. It's not coming off the rim like that if you take it in.
Wait, let's get Chuck's take on this. The Heat fan, man. Let's get the Heat fan to weigh in before we get up out of here.
Man, I was watching in real time, man. That was heartbreaking.
On top of two, it was a 4-on-5, right? Wasn't it
the 4-on-5? It was a 3-on-3.
It was kind of like a 3-on-2.
No, it was a 4-on-4. I'm looking at it right now.
It was a 3-on-3.
Yeah, I thought it was 4-on-4.
Jalen Brown on Oladipo, Peyton Pritchard on, or Grant Williams on Lowry, and somebody on Strus. Adebayo wasn't even down the court.
Adebayo. Everybody say his name wrong.
It was 3-on-3.
It was Adebayo and whoever else was down in the court.
It was Oladipo and Strus, I think.
Yeah. So, really, I feel like it was tough, man. Watching it in real time, I said he shouldn't have took the shot. I mean, he shouldn't have took it. But seeing as we have no half-court offense, and you know it,
even if you
brought it back out, you know, that was that fast break. That fast break, he should have played it better, though. I get what y'all saying. I didn't really, you know, look at it like that. He should have played it better, but the fast break was literally our last chance.
Hey, you remember
if he would have brought the ball back out and they kept their defense, I would. We were getting shut down.
I don't know why it's my laughing, but hey, if you remember what me and you initially said, Chuck, if he was gonna take that three, he should have stopped and got comfortable.
Yeah, he should have stopped and got comfortable.
Not leaning forward too much.
Yeah, that's why I was like,
I ought to slow down, took a little step, got a little shimmy, maybe.
Man. He used to take his set shots anyway. Like what?
Right, that'd have been
He's a set feet shooter.
That's what we were saying. He had enough time. Al Horford wasn't getting out there.
That's true.
He was too far back.
That's true.
Exactly.
Man, definitely. But that's what I'm saying. Seeing that in real time, I was like, man, whoa.
I'd have skipped up to the line.
We're going back to the locker room. I'm cussing him out. Like, bro, what the. Come on.
Hey, that boy Bam.
Hey, hold on. I don't know about that, bro.
I am.
I'm not cussing out the player. We just played 82 minutes for me.
We did all of that to come back and to lose that way, yes. That's not even a true given chance to actually win the game. Like, I really feel like he kind of did that to see if they can get the ball back to get another jumper. But even still, it probably would have been, 6 seconds left?
I don't think he took that shot to see if they can get the ball back because nobody was in position to get that rebound. So I don't believe that.
So in this case, man, why even shoot it? Like not like that. If there's not even
I can see why he shot it. No, I can see why he shot it because he was open. But like that, like leaning into it, I just don't like that. He wasn't comfortable.
I don't like the way he shot it.
Yeah, I don't like the way he shot it.
I would have agreed with more of the shot if he would have just shot it.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't like how he shot it.
I would have no problem with that.
So we all saying the same thing.
Okay. But I'm also saying this too. Only because if he would have had set feet, I wouldn't have a complaint. Only with that, but it still would have been you had more time on the clock.
That's true. No, we would still have to defend.
Utilize your whole clock. You had the chance to.
But they was trying to
rally up off the momentum too. And I understand. I get it. But it's just certain. I don't know, man. But then also too, maybe also Jimmy feel like shit. Nobody else could take the shot because look who else was on the fucking floor. Who else was on the damn shot?
Do you think Jimmy Butler deserved consideration for Conference Finals MVP?
Yeah, of course. I mean, No, ask my opinion. Dude, not on that.
Conference final MVP.
Right. What was the question?
Now, you see, think, the messed up part about it is Jason Tatum is still a part of that group, though, right?
Yes, the question was, do you think Butler should have been considered for conference finals MVP?
He did. He had three good games, and then the other three games, he was pretty bad, too. So.
I mean, hey, if you limping, that's what I'm saying. He should have just took one of them games off.
What is the point of the conference
finals MVP? Like, what is the why are we got so many damn MVP awards now?
What is the point? Finals MVP. Regular season MVP. I don't like MVP. That because they're gonna start now. These new generation people are gonna start using
how many conference MVPs you got? Like, I don't want to hear that, bro.
Hey, that's what? Terrible. Yeah. I went to the Pro Bowl every year, but I ain't got no ring. But I still
that's crazy. Ty, me and you on the same page. Like, that's crazy, bro. I'm mad about this because
I'm looking at it from a LeBron fan standpoint because you know they're looking for any edge on us, you know?
Right.
So I know that's even though
hold on, adding more fucking stat categories to add on that are probably not needed. You already know. And I feel like you can have like so many conference MVPs and still not win anything like that.
Exactly. You know if they the stupidest if they was gonna make a world, new award, they should have did like a playoff MVP for the whole thing or something like that.
Because basically, to be honest, that's finals MVP. Like, yeah, that's but I mean, listen, okay. I don't think there should be any playoff MVP award on like any on each conference. Like I don't think there should be any. Like no, you,
right,
because be teams get eliminated. Yeah, you get eliminated. You don't even have a chance to win that award. So I don't believe in that, dude. I don't even know. Like in real talk, like I mean, Jason Tatum deserved it for the way he's played throughout this postseason against every single one of those KD, Giannis, Jimmy. Like Jason Tatum has performed, but like. We could say that about like we'd be able to say that about what team was that? I'm sorry,
My whole thing about that is like the same things that you can win the regular season MVP for is completely different with these conference MVPs. So what would be? I'm trying to figure out another way to ask this, I guess. And this is why I don't like how they just be making all these damn stats. Like, oh, this man is paid 10,000 minutes in a single season. Nobody's ever done that. Like, I hate that they keep making up stuff like that.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but when you say something like that, oh, 10,000, that exact stat that you just said, like, that's an actual. I get what you're saying, but it's an actual fact. Like, if you're the fastest to do something. That's a fact. It's not just a stat. It's a fact. Like it happened. You know,
that's only under the pretenses of after they started doing recordings of certain things. You know, be honest. You don't think that it was a whole first off before the NBA, there was a whole bunch of Negro League players that was doing triple doubles and all that before it was even recorded as an actual stat. So to sit here and say that the NBA has created these things like that for those reasons. No, it's all a time basis thing. Think about this. Somebody's going to eventually get a play-in MVP MVP nod because they're now making it a thing now. If there was play-ins 10, 15 years ago, you don't think that some of these players that you don't know would be known or heard of now? Or even putting out people like Kobe and shit, the old Jazz, the old, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think
that can stop certain things too.
I think you and I are kind of like we're kind of sort of talking about the same thing or not, because this is what I'm trying to say. Like LeBron, when he passes Kareem next year, this year, whatever, when he passes Kareem, like that's something, that's a fact, that's history, that's a stat, right? The thing about what they're adding on, like PER. Player efficiency rating, defensive efficiency. That's the thing. That's what I'm talking about. This extra stuff like that. Like we get points, rebounds, turnovers, assists, steals, blocks, and now y'all talking about this player's PER plus minus. Like what is plus minus? Like I actually have to look up how they calculate plus minus. You know, like Chuck says, he doesn't like pro football focus, and I love pro football focus. But like, I can see why he doesn't like pro football focus, because it's a lot of it's extra'd out. I ain't gonna lie to you. I mean, all those extra numbers. I mean, like, y'all, and I'm sorry, I gotta keep going right here. Y'all watch the NFL. Y'all watch during them commercials. Like, oh, this he got a 17.1% catch rate on this. Like, what are you talking about? Like, he caught, like, it was a contested catch. He caught it. Like, what? Oh, 8.1% like yeah. Chance to catch. Like, come on, dude. Y'all gotta be. How do you calculate that? Like, for real. Like, come on, dude. That's what I'm saying. Like, all this next gen stats. Man, and I like next gen stats because the only reason why I like next gen stats is because they show me, like, they actually calculate the player's speed on the field in real time. That's what the only thing I like about next, and well, ball speed, velocity, like that. I like next gen stats in that way, how they're able to calculate those things. But don't tell me a receiver or a DB got this much of a chance to make a play on a ball. I don't want to know. That's, I don't like that, bro. I don't like that at all. Because to me, I don't know how you quantify a way to calculate that.
I don't know how they quantify a lot of stuff that they come up with, but hey.
I mean, well, look, man. Man, if y'all got nothing else to share, bro, I know you want to get out here and eat. yeah, that was cool. So I appreciate having y'all on. Feel me, Charles, Ty, Makai. This is great. Some very, very spirited opinions. I think what Makai, that's why you got Golden State at 6. Mm-hmm. Ty, you got Celtics 6.
Yes, Chuck, sir.
Golden State in 6. And I got.
I said game to game, man.
Okay.
I'm not going
to. Just remember, you called on to that 110 to 118.
No, that's right here. You feel me? Right here. You feel me?
Yeah, you got to take a picture, put that in the group chat.
I got 100-108. I'm gonna go 10 down. Just cause
I feel that.
Golden State win.
Yeah, Golden State gonna win the first game by 4.
Remember, you said that.
And it's gonna be under 210 points total.
Oh, I don't think so.
I
don't think so.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Under 110.
Think about it, though. That's 105. 105 is 210. So.
Or that's 110, 100, or like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's a couple years. Look,
that's more than a couple.
I hope it don't get worse, bro.
These are numbers.
But I hope it don't get worse than that.
All right, man. I'm gonna let y'all get out of here, man. We'll tap in Wednesday. That'll be the day after the first game.
Oh, today is Wednesday.
Yeah, bro.
It's lying.
In six minutes.
Oh, the first game today, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, tomorrow.
Well, no, it's the second. Tomorrow. It's the second. Oh, it's on Thursday.
I mean, either way, bro.
I'm going to watch golf.
Wait, it's on Thursday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's fine. I mean, okay. Oh, yeah. All right. We'll reconvene on Friday. Perfect.
I'm going to watch golf today.
All right, bro. I won't hear none of that. Y'all have a good night, man.
I'm meeting with Aaron Rodgers.
Peace.